This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
By the way, this detailed description of the final messenger is the best, most excellent and finest portrayal of him ever found in all the ahadith of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, despite her only seeing him once. It's the best description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam till this day, and it remains unsurpassed. The scholars commented further and they said, a woman can describe the features of a person better than a man. And thus we have this amazing analysis of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, I saw him to be a man of evident and unmistakable splendor, fine in figure, his face striking and handsome, slim in form, his head not too small, not too large, elegant and good looking. His eyes were large, beautiful, and beautifully elegantly shaped, deep and black. His eyelashes were also long, as though they were surrounded by kuhl, although he had no kuhl around them. His voice, deep, extremely intelligent and sharp. His eyebrows were high and arched, his hair long. His neck long and elegant, his beard thick. When silent, he would carry himself with honor and dignity. And when he talked, it only increased him in nobility, respect and intellect. His words were few, but when he did speak, they were impressive, full of wisdom. They were clear and precise. In other words, he didn't mumble his speech. He didn't hasten his words, and neither was he too slow. He was decisive. His ideas were like pearls moving on their string. From a distance, he seemed the most splendid and fine looking, and the very best close by. Average and medium in height, the eye not finding him too tall, neither too short, a tree branch, as it were, between two others, but he was the finest looking of the three, the best proportioned in figure. He was the center of his companions' attention. Everyone just wanted a part of him. Everyone just wanted a piece of him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he spoke, they listened well. And if he instructed them, they hastened to obey. A man well helped and well served, neither gloomy or dull. This amazing woman, Umm Ma'bad, radiallahu anha, she lived in the desert. Bedouin woman. She didn't attend Oxford University or have a PhD or master's from Sydney Uni or otherwise. Yet, she described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the most eloquent of words and most expressive terms. The language that she used, Allahu Akbar, you think that she is a alima and a shaykha. Remarkable woman from the remarkable women in our ummah.